Yo, 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 what's up, guys? What's pop, locking and dropping? It's your girl, Soze Rose, and we are here with a brand new segment called Rose Rants. So basically, I'm just going to be venting and talking about everything that I hate, that is annoying me currently, that is getting under my skin, or just things that I think people are whiling about and should do better. But before we get into it, I read somewhere that the person said they are a freelance cultural critic. So yeah, I'm your freelance cultural critic, y'all. Sometimes it's just good to hate, to get that hateration out, just to get that energy out of yourself and things you don't like, you know. Like sometimes you complain and, you know, you just feel better. And this is what this new segment is about. It's just about ranting, wiling, venting. And we'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll discontinue it. Maybe you guys like it and I'll continue it. Or whatever, we'll see how it goes. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you relate to it. I hope you can feel some of my venting. Oh, I hope you can relate to some of my rants. Maybe some of these things have been bothering you as well. And you know, sometimes since we're in this super positive, don't exude negative energy, don't complain, don't talk bad, era, maybe you can find some solace in this and be like, damn, I've been feeling like this too about that certain topic, or oh, finally someone said it and I don't feel so alone. This is basically just all my unpopular opinions. Literally all my unpopular opinions. Whether you agree or not, it is what it is. But thank you for tuning in.
Fuck it, bitch, I'm not nice. I'm the shit. I'm done with being humble cause I know that I'm that bitch. Ay, y'all some dick riding ass bitches. Lil' bro ass niggas. Y'all the same age calling niggas big brother just so y'all can take pictures. These hoes can't shake me. These niggas can't break me. Like a nigga with a big dick, a lot of these hoes can't take me.
I am so tired of these meaningless, fantastical cinematography based movies that are just coming out lately. Saltburn, Leave All of Us Behind, or whatever that movie is with Julia Roberts. I mean, come on. I'm tired of not having a proper script, a proper start to finish, a proper movie. Like, guys, what is going on? It's just, there's too much cinematography-based films coming out. Saltburn was really overhyped. I thought I was going to watch a really good movie, but I'm just watching bullshit. I'm watching fantastical cinematography bullshit. Like, the cinematography is amazing, but the storyline, or the way they execute the storyline, could be so much better. Like, I feel like directors and all these movie people are getting lost in the source of cinematography. I mean, thank you for investing more money in the cinematography. Thank you for giving us an experience to watch. But the script is slacking. The script is slacking. The direction of the movie is slacking. Like, oh, Netflix, can we please just make better movies? I don't know. Even the series, it starts off strong, ends off weak as hell. And it's tiring because that's how they get you. They get you in the beginning. You're like, damn, this is going to be a lit show. And then as you're watching it, you're like, okay, this makes sense. Okay, what the hell is going on? That's literally how Netflix movies and series end. But their series are better than their movies, but geez, they just need to give us more. They need to do better and they need to put more effort because we know the money is there. Even sometimes the reality shows they give us, it starts off so strong and then it's like people got tired of writing the different games or coming up with the different games that people must compete in reality shows, and then they just cut it. I know everyone is like, Barbie was white feminism, blah, blah, blah. I really enjoyed Barbie. I think it was a great movie. I think concept-wise to execution, it was perfect. It was a well-thought-out movie. I don't think you guys understand how well-thought-out, especially if you played with Barbies like me growing up. It's such a well-thought-out movie, I felt. And to see how they literally brought that concept to life is beautiful. And that's why I believe that Greta was snubbed Best Director. She was. Whether you think, ugh, it's not a big deal, and America Ferrera was, she got supporting actress nominee, which is great and all of that. Like, I'm not sure. Even Maggie Robert, I love her. She did an amazing job, like, wonderful. But I'm not really upset that she didn't get Best Actress. But for me, Best Director, Greta is supposed to get Best Director. I mean, shit, this movie did over $1 billion at box office. Now, Greta deserved that. They robbed my girl Greta from the Best director, because how? Nah, like, cut the cameras. Also, why are they trying to act like they try to clone Tyrone does not exist? I think that is a very good movie. Very, very good movie. And I think it should have gotten some nominees as well. Like, shit. Nah, man, it deserved way more than it got. I am also very, very, very annoyed. I am very, very annoyed at birds. Guys, I'm tired of birds. I'm tired of bird culture. I'm tired of bird behavior. I'm tired. And you know what's worse is that colorism makes the light-skinned birds even act even way, way, way more worse. I'm just tired, like... Oh, how do we get rid of bird behavior? Because I cannot stand it anymore. It's everywhere. It feels like it's multiplying. It feels like it's getting worse. Like, can we just stop chirping? Jeez. Like, chirp, chirp, girls. Chirp, chirp. Like, can the bird behavior just end? And, you know, I make excuses until 25. You're allowed to be a bird until 25 because, shit, life, you're dumb and things like that. But after 25, if you're still in your bird behavior, shit... Nah, now you're just playing games. Now you just want problems. You actually just want problems, and that's fine. But I'm so tired of the bird content and the bird behavior. And I'm anti-bird because birds are literally pygmies and they're patriarchy princesses. And they're detrimental to everything that we're trying to do here. So they're really on the internet spewing content. High value woman, what, all these things. Like, that's just all 101 bird content. Literally 101 bird content. Mm-mm. Oh my goodness. I've been seeing the internet eat up Maria the Scientist and Young Thug's prison call. And I don't understand why. Like... She's being cute or whatever, but he's literally being so boring and unaffectionate. And I can barely hear him say, I miss you too, or baby. And I don't know what the hell is cute about that. Because there's nothing cute about a nonchalant nigga. There's nothing cute about a nigga that's unaffectionate. Like, nah, I don't know why you guys are whining about this. And I don't know. It's for some reason, people just really enjoy making goals out of the most toxic situations. Like, this nigga is in jail. He's in jail right now. She's out here like fighting and grinding for her life, waiting for him to come out. I don't know what's romantic about that. It's the same way you guys would like hype Thabo Bester and Dr. Nandi, you know, just, oh my god, like real love, Bonnie and Clyde. Nah, guys, can we like hype the right shit? Can we really please just hype the right shit? Because that phone call gave us nothing. Please, it gave us absolutely nothing. And I don't know why we are all like, oh my god, that's me and my man, that's me and my man. Like, what? So your man don't be cute with you too? Like, we got grown men kissing our cameras on FaceTime and shit. Now that is cute. Not a man in prison and he's being minimal lifestyle. Literally sounds like he's rapping and we can't hear what the hell he's saying. But it's okay. I mean, like she said, thank you for my gifts. But I also don't like this whole Nicki Minaj Megan beef because the Barbs are really getting out of control with their cultness and taking things to heart and stuff. Like, Megan just said one line and the way they're going on, damn. And I'm sorry, you can say whatever you want, but Nicki... The Bigfoot sucked. It just sucked. It sucked. How do you put your whole Twitter rant of 48 hours or 72 hours onto a beat? Like, girl, and then you come and lie and play all these theatrics that the beat wasn't approved, blah, blah, blah. Things we don't care about. But Anakam, you already recorded the song. And like, I like to say that behind every unsuccessful woman is an unsuccessful man. And we can see that in broad daylight, like what's happening with Nicki. Like, nah, man, She's bugging, she's wiling, like, where are her bars and things? Like, nah, man, it was weak. It was weak, 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 weak. His was pure fire. Megan is back. I'm so excited for this new era. I'm so excited for her new energy and the blessings. 2024, the year of the stallion, baby. I mean, her documentary is coming out. She's finally going on tour. Guys, if you want to start a GoFundMe so we can get me to see Megan live, I'd really appreciate that. I would love that so much. Oh my goodness. But anyways, because you know these girlies, they never come to Africa. But hopefully she'll come. Maybe she'll come to Rock in the Daisies or Castle Light Unlocked or something. But we'll see how it goes. All I know is if she's coming to Africa, if she's coming to an African country, she's coming to SA or she's coming to Nigeria, I'm there. I'ma sell some shit just to get my ass there. No cap. I'ma be there. But I will see Megan live. I will see Megan Thee Stallion live. I will. You know, another thing that's been irritating me a lot lately is seeing colored girls that used to laugh at us about our braids, used to make fun about our braids, used to swear they would never have braids or put in braids, all of a sudden get these braids done. And, you know, I'm not talking about braids with their own hair, because damn, everyone can do braids with their own hair. I'm talking about braids with the yucky, darling expression hair, y'all. The hair that they laugh at, that they call donkey hair and horse hair. They are putting in braids too now. And it's such a mindfuck to see and notice and experience. And I blame black men, because it's only black men who hype these people, these girlies up, and, you know, do these things. And then they feel like they can now tap into it and tap into our culture or whatever like that. So it's just very, very weird to see these girls that used to laugh at us all of a sudden get braids and just embrace black culture more. Or like, oh damn, I have a black daddy, let me use my middle bamboo name that I hated being called throughout my whole high school, primary school, university. Like, oh shit, I have a black dad, and since black is trending, let me tap into my black card. Mm-mm. It's not cute, but I mean, it is what it is. Pfft, I guess, whatever, people are loving themselves or whatever. I'm also very annoyed at this whole protect your energy, no one owes you their energy. What do you mean no one owes me my energy? If I'm giving you energy, I expect energy back. Expectations is very normal in friendships and relationships, because you are setting a foundation with someone, you're setting a connection with somebody. So it's normal to have expectations. It's normal to want someone to have energy for you because you have energy for them. It's normal to want people to put effort into you because you put effort into them. So to see this whole nobody owes you energy and nobody owes you to come through, nobody owes you their presence, nobody owes you... Guys, what the fuck is happening? Because you're trying to be alone or what? Like, you guys are really missing the point of community. You guys are really missing the point of being in relationships, being in friendships. You guys are really missing the point of a village. Or because you want to protect your peace. Or because you don't want to show up the way you want to. Or because you are depressed, but then when your friends are depressed, they must still come show up for you because you matter. But then when you are depressed, we must understand, like, it doesn't matter that we also have shit that you should show up for. Really? For me, I wouldn't really have a problem with it if people weren't complaining about it. But the fact that the people that are saying, I'm depressed, I can't show up, are upset when people don't wish them happy birthday or don't show up for them or don't celebrate their wins because they never do that, it just doesn't make sense. Like, let's also be self-aware and be very honest with ourselves. And if you know you're a shitty friend, you cannot expect people to be good friends to you just because you are a depressed little girl or whatever. I'm like, nah, nigga, get real. Like, this world, it's a 50-50 world. It's a give or take. It's a give, take, receive, or whatever you want, however you want to put it. But the point is, the world doesn't revolve around you, my dear. And if you think that you can escape responsibility, escape showing up, escape being there for people because it's too much energy and stuff, just don't expect people to be there for you. Just don't expect people to be there for you. Like, I saw a lot of people reposting this whole unfollowing doesn't mean beef. Okay, if unfollowing doesn't mean beef, then why are you unfollowing me? Like, what's wrong with my content? Why don't you like my content anymore? And usually people do feel some type of way because you're like, even if it doesn't mean beef, it means you don't like what I'm giving, or you don't want to consume, or you don't want to see my shit anymore. And that's fine, but to pretend like it's all good and roses and sunshine and things is a lie, because most of the times people unfollow people because there's some underlying issue. You're not interested anymore. You don't care. You don't want to see their face. You don't care about their content or whatever. But to pretend like it's all good in the hood, please, man. And also, I'm not saying, I mean, of course, if you guys see each other and you greet each other in real life, that's fine. That's all good. Like, that's on you. But come on, it brings me down to also the whole, oh my goodness, I hate posting on my page because I feel people are watching me and judging me, or posting gives me anxiety. Guys, it's your timeline. It's your followers. It's your profile. You can literally choose who you want to share your things with. So create it. Create it. But curate, same thing, either way, curated to the point that it makes you comfortable to share your shit. It makes you free of anxiety when you post. It makes you happy. You don't have to think some type of way about what you're sharing, because damn, you control it. You control that environment. So even this unfollowing or whatever, just unfollow the person or mute the person if you don't want to cause drama, because if you know this person's going to be like, oh, then just do what you got to do. But I mean, really, like, come on. Some of the things are in our control, and we like to act like we cannot control things, or we cannot fix things, or we don't have a choice, when most times we do have a choice, and most times we can fix things, and most times we can be better and can be intentional, but we just want to live a super unintentional life. Nah, just be intentional with your shit. Copyright is killing the youth. I mean, come on, Warner Brothers, give us a break. I understand TikTok wants to lowball artists, which is wrong, but can we just get a break, please? Oh my goodness, copyright is killing the youth. It's killing content creation. I can't post on YouTube. I literally can't post a song on YouTube because it's copyright. I can't post on TikTok. It's copyright. I can't post on TikTok. It's muted and it's copyright. Like, can we just get a break, please? We just want to create content with your beautiful music, and music is important to us and we love it and we want to incorporate it in our content, but this copyright is killing us. How must we do it? How must we do it? How must we continue if you keep killing our vibe with this whole copyright shit? Can we just stop, please? Please, Warner Bros. Please give us a break, Universal Music Group. Please, can we just... Women, we need to stop telling each other, get a better man, you deserve a better man. Because the truth of the reality is, most of these girls are dating men that match their energy. They have similar moral compasses. I mean, people have been crying at Haley to leave DDG because of the things he said and does. But DDG is a professional troller. I've learned to accept that, and there's nothing I can do about it. So 90% of the time he's trolling. The other 10% is being truthful. And Haley likes it because she herself is a troll as well. That's why she was trolling us throughout her whole pregnancy. But now the internet got a bit weird when she announced her pregnancy or announced the birth of her child. And now she's showing content from when she was pregnant. And people are like, we don't want to see this shit. You hid your pregnancy from us. Why must you say it now? We don't care. Girl, we done knew you were pregnant. Blah, blah, blah. So what? Just grow past. Like, guys, I don't know why you're pretending. Like, not even your own cousins won't tell you they're pregnant. And then, boom, you just see that she got pregnant. Or you hear, boom, who has a three-year-old child. Like, guys, people choose who they want to tell when they're pregnant. And then when the child is born, they choose who they want to share the information with. And the journey with, and all of that. And that's fine too. That's really fine too. Like, we cannot force people to tell us things. And if you thought you were really close to someone and they don't tell you they were pregnant, then you might just also just learn your place in their life and realize, oh, we're actually not that close, and move on with your life. Like, rearrange, like I love to say, just do your lifestyle audit, friendship audit, and put yourself at the right place, and then you move on. Because people will share what they want to share with, and that's just the reality of things. And with celebrities too, that's what they do. Haley is not the first celebrity to lie about being pregnant. Like, literally, they've been doing this for years. So I don't know why she's getting so much backlash for it. Like, it's very, very weird. Others want to be secretive and don't want people in it. And also, you guys been spewing negative energy to that girl. So from the Little Mermaid, for the racism and all of that, I understand why she hid her pregnancy, honestly, because the energy was just wild. And rather have you guys guessing and wondering than confirming, and that's fine too. It's the same with Rihanna. We like to, and I was guilty. I was like, oh my god, how can Rihanna be with A$AP Rocky? But shit, I realize people are with people who they match with, and I should accept that. Because we know A$AP Rocky is very colorist, but who's to say Rihanna's also not colorist? I mean, she's had her moments too, but I'm not saying she is colorist. I don't know that. I'm just saying that people go for who they match, and we should stop telling women to get better and do better, because maybe that's who they want to be with, because that's who they match with, and that's fine too. I mean, shit, Rihanna is the happiest I've ever seen her with any nigga before, any, and that's fine too. So let's just accept people. Stop telling people to get better or do better unless you see abuse signs, like with Keke Palmer, for example, you know, unless you see abuse signs. But besides that, I think accept people for who they are, accept people for who they are with. You guys will not normalize jealousy in friendships. You guys will not normalize low maintenance friendships. I was feeling like, oh my goodness, I'm so high maintenance. What? No, I'm not high maintenance. I'm a normal friend that expects effort back, expects appreciation back, expects all of that back. And there's nothing wrong with that. And if you are that too, it's okay. If we're high maintenance, as the internet is calling us, then that's fine too. And if you're not into this whole low maintenance cuck, and that's fine too. Just go find your high maintenance friends, because the internet is really spewing a lot of bullshit. And you need to have critical thinking skills to know what is right and what is wrong, and not get lost in the sauce and not believe everything you're reading, and not absorb all the TikToks and all this content and all these podcasts and all this everything. You know, it's a overload of people's informations, feelings, opinions, and you need to make sure that you always know your own and stick to your own. And sometimes it's very easy to get lost in the sauce. We all get lost in the sauce sometimes, but it's just important to bring yourself back out and know what's real and what's important and stick to that. Please, 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 please. I am so over our journalists being so lazy. Like, they're even stealing content, videos, captions for Oma Juices. Like, they should start paying Oma Juices, because she's giving us the news. She's bringing the news to us, and then they come and they take it literally word for word, or screen record with no shame and post it as their own. Like, I've seen it so many times on the Namibian or the New Era Informante. Like, guys, can you journalists please step up your game? You guys are really, really lazy. Even with these articles you write, you interview the person and then you write a whole article based on what the person said and made it seem like you wrote it, and then you just twist and turn something. Like, y'all, you guys should take some tips from the veterans out here that are out here doing the things like Martha. Like, you know, she's been a journalist for years, and she's really killing that shit, and she really knows how to journal. So please, I'm tired of the bad journalism I've been seeing in the Namibian industry, because I know we can do better. I know we have better, and shit, let's just do better. Education system in Namibia is honestly terrible. It's embarrassing. This new system or whatever is just horrible. How can we be having over 70% failure rate back-to-back years? Does that make sense? What is going on? Something's gotta give. It's pretty wild that, like, people born in 2006 and things don't know how to write, don't know how to do certain things, don't know how to fill in a form. You'd expect someone in 2006 to be able to read and write and do basic as things, but no. And I swear it's part of the education system. It is failing us, and something's gotta give. We need to do something about it as Namibians. Are we really going to just accept this high failure rate? But I really don't like this whole cheat bag story, because you're literally betraying yourself, betraying your morals, betraying your beliefs just to cheat back instead of leaving the person because you are scared you won't find something better, or you believe this is my piece of shit, so I'm gonna stick to that piece of shit. And that's fine. That's fine. But is it really worth it? Your self-worth to bring it down just so you can feel better about yourself in those few moments? Is it really worth it? I don't think it is. I really don't. I mean, and I really hate to see what's happening with this whole cheat bag story and all of that, because, yeah, the girlies are tired and the men are like, what's going on? And I mean, I love it, but I hate it for the self-esteem. I'm just happy that women are starting to enter the CEO positions, because they've been stuck in managerial positions for a long time. So now the world is finally slowly letting them into CEO positions. But now we have this whole power trip happening, because now we never taught women how to handle power, because we're always teaching them like, oh my God, when you're powerful. But now they have power. But now it's like it's becoming messy, because we've only seen how men handle power. And that's how women are handling power too. Literally copying the men that had the power. Because we all live in a patriarchal society. So that's why you cannot expect women to be better, because they grew up in the same society as everybody else, in the shit society, in this patriarchal society. So to expect better from them is just unfair. To expect them to be the moral agents is just unfair. The same way just expecting black people to always be better is just unfair, because they grew up in the same world with the same shitty manners, with the same shitty mindset. So of course they will think the same. And if you give someone who's been oppressed a little bit of power and they become the oppressor, you shouldn't be surprised, because that is literally what they were taught. We were taught power equals oppression, literally. So whoever gets power oppresses in some way. We weren't taught how power is there to empower Because most people don't use their power to empower, they don't. Let's call a spade a spade. And that's why we're in these positions of women abusing their power. We have now men feeling emasculinized because they are dating women that are more powerful than them. And it's just a whole lot of mess. And men also weren't taught how to handle powerful women. And now they feel like they are being left behind. And it's just a whole crazy ass chat that's happening. But it's a consequence of not implementing a feminist system. That's it. It's literally it. And we are going to see it. We're going to see how shifting power from gender to gender doesn't really help much when we should actually have live in a society that's free of patriarchy completely. It should be a feminist society. And I know some of you are going to be listening to this. Oh, here comes again this feminist, this misandrist. But yeah, if you picked up a book and read some shit, you'd know what I'm saying. That's pretty much it. I mean, we can see what Tate Jerry Okando is now saying about Mrs. Dynamite Triple N. Now he's coming for our girl. Because of what? Because of this so-called gender equality. I swear men know gender equality only when it benefits them and when they feel like they are at the back of it. But besides that, they don't believe in gender equality, and it's really funny to see. You know what I hate? These influencers that don't respond to your comments and things like that on their posts, but then later want to beg us for engagement. Really? Like, you guys, Delish is our number one celebrity in Namibia. And this woman literally responds to everybody or almost everybody's comment or likes it or appreciates it. Even DM she responds. But you that's trying to come up or you that just made it, you want to act brand new and not respond and things like that. Like, who do you guys think you are? You guys cry for engagement, but then when we engage with you, you don't engage back. So how exactly do you want engagement to work on your post? Nah, man. And these Namibian businesses that are just so rude. You guys think we grew up in your mother's house and that's why you want to talk to us however you want. Like, no, this is a business. You're running a business. I am a client. You are the service provider. So please, can we just treat each other with respect? This story of changing appointments last minute or not being available on agreed time or, you know, just doing all this bullshit and then you come and say, I'm a self-made millionaire, I don't need your money. If you don't need your money, then why are you trying to sell us shit? Then stop selling us shit if you're a self-made millionaire. Like, Namibian business providers, service providers are just horrible. They treat us horrible. They treat us badly like we grew up in the same house. I don't understand. It's just the weirdest shit. Like, we're not from your mother's house, guys. Respect us, treat us with respect and kindness, and you'll get the same. Now you're crying your business is not thriving because we are literally talking, we're literally spreading. We might not, because not everyone is jumping to social media to talk, but I think you should, because these people only rectify their bad manners. Not most though, because like Namibians really fear nothing, but these people will rectify if you go to social media and they call them out. Within 5 minutes, everything that was a problem will be fixed. Not always, but it's an option. So I do believe in calling them out. Because if not, we're talking. If we're talking behind, we're talking to each other. We're like, bruh, don't go to this girl. Don't go to this guy. So please just do better. So we can all live better and just live a better life. Because, you service providers, especially you beauticians. It's not right. Why do you guys say rent paid when talking about your bodies? I really don't like it. I don't like the fact that you're calling your body rent. It's so capitalist of you. I understand it's your body and it's a body you live in. So it's like you are saying you're taking care of your body. But why rent paid? I don't agree with that term. But I don't know. There's just something about it that I really, really don't like. About saying rent paid for your body when you exercise or when you feed it healthy food. But whatever. Do you, as long as you're being healthy at the end of the day, there's nothing I can do about it. So that white girl, Bobby, is definitely an industry plant. I listened to her interview with Kiki Palmer, who did amazing. But she basically is an industry plant. She copied Fanny Marco. She has nobody that she looks up to. She hasn't been listening to podcasts before. Nothing like that. She came out of nowhere and she's stopping the chat. She's literally an industry plant 101. And I'm not buying a whole I don't give a fuck attitude that Jikama has about this podcasting. She's very intentional. I will agree. She's very intentional with her content. And she wants to become an actress. And she probably will become an actress because she said she wants to be an awkward type of actress. And she's probably coming there. But she shouldn't pretend like this podcast was a mistake and it fell on her laps, because it definitely wasn't. And she's 100% an industry plant, because she started complaining about how middle class children are becoming actors quicker. And I was just like, what? No, girl. So this industry plant chat is really funny. But Tyler is not an industry plant. I completely disagree. That girl has been grinding for a minute. And just because you don't like the song Water or you think it's annoying is fine. But like, to call her an industry plant because she won a Grammy for the category they opened for the first time, which is Best African Song Performance. I haven't seen nobody dance perform better than her. Nope. Davido did not perform better than her. Burna Boy did not perform better than her. She performed Water and she killed that shit every single performance, and she can sing live. Like, stop the hate. The hate of Tyler. Tyler is just unnecessary. It's giving bitter. 'Cause I'm up now and you're down now, and I am what I was. Literally. I really feel bad for these kids that are being forced to create content by their parents, or being used, their vulnerable moments being used as content by their parents so their parents can go viral and get a check. It's really, really sad. And I hope that we can get some clauses or something to put them in place, because you can literally see these parents are messing up. Like, just for content, this child is crying, she's upset, and you don't care that your child is crying upset. You just care about the fact that you have to create content about your child crying and upset. And it's about real shit. And nah, man, like, what happened to the privacy of your kids? They deserve privacy just as much. Like, can we please just navigate it better? And you can see, even some kids will be like, mommy, no, I don't want to record. I don't want you to record me. But you don't care. You're just like, ah, fuck this child. You're just a child. You don't know shit. I need to make money. No, it's not right. I remember even during Christmas, this family posted themselves giving this fat little girl fat burning slimming tea or whatever as a Christmas present, and it wasn't just not cute at all. And then CPS was called on them, and I think they took away the child or something. But you guys are literally selling yourselves out. Like, this is not the first story. I've seen a couple of stories where people post content of their kids thinking it's okay, they're just here to make content, and then social services come and fetch that child because you are fucking around and you're not being a good parent and you're traumatizing this little child and abusing them. And yeah, I really don't like it. Like, we need so many social media clauses and things, because it's really getting carried away, even with this AI and fake shit. Like, apparently Drake's video leaked on the internet, and there's so much fake AI content on TikTok of him addressing it during his concert, which he never, because AI, you can take someone's voice and visuals and turn it and make it something real. And like, even Taylor Swift, the person who made an AI of her nudes or whatever and leaked it, like, it's just horrible, guys. We're living in really terrible times, and there are no laws for these things. People only just started making the laws, and we don't even have social media laws in place. So I don't even know how it's going on. But please just ask yourself if you really want to do this, if you really need to do this sometimes, because sometimes we do things without, you know, thinking about it, because we see everybody else doing it, but it's actually bullshit, literally. And filming kids without their consent or they're crying or whatever is not right. Please, it's just not right. I understand it's your child and stuff, but you should also respect them. They can show you when they're upset and when they don't want something. Like, sometimes you can, even when you want to record your little cousin's kid and they just stop performing, that's them saying they don't want to be recorded, because kids know what's up. Like, they're not stupid. They have rights, and their rights should be protected. And as your parent, you should make sure you are protecting the rights of your kids, including their privacy. Please. Wow, these margaritas that I've been having. I've been having margaritas for like 7 months now at different places just to see what's up. And all I can say is they suck. Margaritas, I like them because it's tequila and it gets me drunk. Like, one margarita, I'm already feeling liquor. Give me one margarita, I'ma open my legs, literally. Like, I'm already feeling liquor. And then the 2, 3, woo, you know. But I just do not agree with how they make margaritas. So I need to taste margaritas in different countries and stuff because Namibians are here putting through lemon juice, concentrate, and oh my goodness, don't even get me started on the strawberry daiquiri. It literally tastes like I'm drinking strawberry jam. Yuck. And I hate strawberry jam. Oh my goodness. But yeah, I'm done with the strawberry and margaritas until further notice. I tested enough to know that they suck pretty much everywhere. But if a girl wants to drink and I'm trying to get turned faster, I'll definitely order it. But you... cocktails in Namibia, it's a struggle, shame. It's really a struggle. Maybe I'm old school or what, but I really don't understand or see the point of asking your partner, who's already your partner, to be your Valentine. This is like your girlfriend, your fiance, your husband, your wife, your whatever. I don't see the point. I guess whatever, it's cute, it's corny, but I don't. I understand because content creators need to create content. That's why we have push gifts and all these things and all these things coming up because of content creators. But like, really, is it really necessary? And are you really going to be upset that your partner did not ask you to be their Valentine even though you are in a relationship already? Like, really? Is it really such a big deal? Really? Really? Can we throw Drea Michelle or whatever the fuck her name is in jail? Because why are you 40 dating a 21-year-old boy and the rumors of her being impregnated with that blue child? Nah, like, Drea is 101 a predator. And so is, what's her name? Lauren Scott Pippen or Pippen. I don't know, guys. Honestly, I don't know these people's names. I'm really sorry. Like, I love pop culture, but sometimes there are people's names I just don't stick. I don't remember or I don't really care about like that. But anyways, yes, those 40-year-old women really need to check themselves because why are you dating 20-year-old boys? You are literally being a predator. And boys, please don't be like, oh shit, you got it, man. You're the man, man. Like, no, your friend is literally being groomed. So you need to protect them. You need to call them out. You need to tell them, bro, look, this lady is 40, she's grooming you, please, please, please. And it's happening a lot because, you know, boys are feeling left behind, they're dropping out of school, they're dropping out of university. So they're going to this whole sugar mommy life and things like that. But ish, the power imbalances, it will always exist. And if you think you're smarter than a 40-year-old woman because you're 21, the same way you think you're smarter than a 40-year-old man because you're a 21-year-old woman, please, you are not. You're not smarter. You'll never be smarter. You cannot outplay someone who has twice the amount of life than you. Like, come on, man. Please. Are you guys buying Casper's new born again Christian journey? I don't know. I want to say too much about it, but I just want it to be known right now that I am skeptical. I don't believe. I feel like Casper's going to come out with a mega church and make mega millions from that church or something. Like, because Casper's a hustler, man. That guy is a hustler. So, and we all know this born again and Christianity things are trending because we are basically the new adults. And a lot of us are hopeless and desperate and we're seeking solace back at the church and things like that and what. So it's very interesting just to see how these things will play out. But, Casper, I'm seeing you. And I'm really tired of these fake influencers, guys. Because what do you mean you went to a car dealership, you bought a car, but the car is still not bought? Like, guys, you know, social media really gave a platform for pathological liars to thrive. And we're seeing it in HD. And there are way more pathological liars than we'd like to admit. Way more. And I don't know if it's a mental illness or not, but it's giving mental illness, this whole double life thing. And nah, like, how do you post our homegirl, the dancer Kifiwe, whatever, she posted a holo bola marriage thing just to delete everything and the comment was fake. And then you get Sian, or what's her name, Kayan or whatever. Ooh, guys, I'm very bad with names, but
I forgot her name, but she's some 22-year-old influencer in SA. She bought a range, and I can't, the range doesn't bought. But anyways, my problem is with these dealerships, because this means these dealerships and these car places and all of this, they're in on it. They're in on the scam. Because what do you mean I came to your dealership shop, I shot everything, pretended to buy a car, just to not actually buy a car? Like, I need to see the results. Do more people buy cars when they see influencers buying the cars? Like, I know girls changing Bentleys every 9 months. Or Porsche. I just really, really want to see. Because I know these dealerships are in on it, in on the scam. And they should also be held accountable. Because these influencers are not doing it alone. Definitely not doing it alone. Because imagine someone comes to the shop pretending to buy a car. You have someone bringing... the dealerships are in on it. And I'm sick of it. And we need to expose these dealerships also. Because they're in on the scam. These girls aren't scamming alone. They are literally in on the scam. Guys, what a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. I also hate content where people are pretending to be babies. And this is what babies do. It's just very weird. I don't know. I find that very, very weird. And also, why are you guys undressing and dressing in your get readies with me and things? Like, we know how to dress ourselves. We know how to put on pants. It's very weird. I feel like you guys low-key want a thirst trap without thirst trapping with your chest. So use this card, get ready with me to put on your pants and show you. I see ya. But I just don't get it. I don't see the point. Just come dressed already. Like, what?
Yo, I think I ranted enough today. I vented enough today. I got a lot off my chest. I feel so much better. I feel so good. I feel, now all that negative energy is out and I can continue with my life. And great stuff. I don't know. I feel good. And thank you for tuning into the first segment, first episode of Rosé Runs, where we talk about everything we hate and more. Yeah, hey, how my demons look. How my demons look. Yeah, now that you bitches shook. Yeah, how my demons look. Now that my pockets shook. Yeah, how my demons look. Yeah, now that you bitches shook. I'm a puppet, I'm a sheep, I'm a cash cow.